Hi, this is Dr. Lisa from Dr. Lisa Solsensi podcast, and today we're going to talk about how to safely clean your home. I have on the Ask Dr. Lisa a question from Caroline, and she says, Dr. Lisa, I love your website, podcast, and the work that you do. Should I also be considering removing any harmful toxins in my home, such as the cleaners that I'm using? My daughter is such a big helper in doing our chores. So using safe products is something I'd like to consider. What else could I do to lessen the exposure to harmful cleaning products? Well, first of all, Caroline, thank you for saying you love my website, my podcast, and the work that I do. That really means a lot to me. And yes, you should be considering this. So this is great that you're thinking in this area. I know when we begin a clean living, healthy living lifestyle, there's so much to do and it's overwhelming. And the one thing I always teach my patients is one step at a time. So if they're working with food with me, that's where we start, right? We start just doing the changes we need to make with food, and then we can get into the kitchen and, start doing some of the kitchen changes, right? And if they can get over to this part where it's balancing the health products in your life, within your home, this is something that's super important. So we're talking like, right, cleaning toilets and bathrooms and showers and kitchens. It's all a juggling act. And then you've got being a mom, dirty laundry and washing and folding and sorting, and maybe the dreaded putting clean clothes away. I don't know how many people love laundry. This can be tough, right? So you were my superhero, Caroline. If you were pulling off all of this stuff in the midst of kids and work and then thinking about, well, wait a minute, how can I do this in a clean, healthy way? So let's talk about it. Now, we typically equate a clean home to be a healthy, safe home. So if we clean it, right, if we go in and we clean it out, say you do it every week, you clean your house out, even if you have someone come in and clean your house, you're going to be, oh, it's clean, it's safe, it's pleasant, right? And the amount of the work and magic that goes into creating a clean home is superhero award worthy. However, the problem here is if we are using, or if our cleaning staff comes in, or you have a cleaning woman or man, or anything like that, it doesn't matter who's cleaning your house. If you're using toxic chemicals to clean your home, we are actually leaving behind unhealthy, hazardous residues, both on our home surfaces and in the air as we're cleaning or after they've done it, and that can be extremely harmful to you and your family. So that's not good, right? So imagine here all this effort and craze you are doing to clean your house and get everything done that I mentioned, all the chores that have to get done. And then if you're just raising kids and getting them here and there, and if you're working on top of that, oh my gosh, it's insane, right? You're trying to clean your house to keep it safe and healthy for your family, and you're not doing that when you're using toxic chemicals. So it's super important to have your child involved in this too, and pitching in household cleaning and chores, right? So that's what you're talking about. You've got your daughter helping you out, which is amazing, but is this really a safe thing for her to do? She's touching the ingredients, she's around them, as she's spraying them, she's breathing them in. So that's a question too we're gonna address. Many kids as young as the age of 3 actually can help with chores. They can put toys away, they can keep their play areas, their bedrooms neat. And as the child grows, you can start using non-toxic safe cleaners and wipes and things like that for wiping windows and tables and countertops. And as your child gets more mature, your child actually can gain more responsibility and help cleaning the home with chores, right? Loading and emptying the dishwasher, the laundry machine, bringing down the dirty laundry or up, folding and putting it away, cleaning the bathroom with safe cleaners, vacuuming, stuff like that. Now, personally, in my home, my kids are older, but when they were younger, the rule is we all pitch in. And I would tell my boys that we're a tribe and we work together, pitching in so our family happily works. I actually didn't pay them as part of, for chores or anything like that. They knew that being part of our family, our tribe, meant doing their part without a monetary reward. Now, I know everyone does that differently, but that's just how I felt. I've done a lot of research on tribes and villages and undergraduate, and it's amazing how communities that work together take care of each other. So that was something that I was really strong about. But we'll gladly give our children money in different ways, or we worked out different ways to earn things like that. But for the chores, I felt like this was a groovy way for us to pitch in together as a family. And, you know, they shouldn't be doing it for money. I felt like they should be doing it like they know that this is part of their tribal being. And if they see mom doing everything, they should be, I have three men, they should be able to see, hey, I need to help her out. Especially when they get married, they should see if their wife's doing something, I need to help her out. They're not going to do it because for money. So that was my thinking there, just so you know. So through much of my research over the years, I found that toxins in the home and in the food and in your environment, they're actually linked to creating health problems. So definitely autoimmune disorders, which is one of my expertise things, asthma, eczema, childhood illnesses, breast cancer, neurological problems such as behavior learning, ADD, ADHD, autism spectrum disorders, and much, much more. And to back this up in some of my research, we can look at some of the studies or some of the things that have come out. Harmful chemicals in the household, cleaners, the Childhood's Cancer Recovery Foundation, which is called the CCRF. They have a toxic-free kid program. It encourages parents to use safe cleaning alternatives to lessen their children's exposure to hazards and potentially cancer-causing products. And they look into things like kerosene, hydrochloric acid, ammonia, and chlorine bleach. They also look into the indoor air pollution within homes that actually happens from cleaning products. And they found that children are at more risk for harmful effects of toxic chemicals than adults, although adults are at risk too. I'm not putting that down. But it's because children's immune systems and their tissues and their nervous systems are still growing and developing rapidly every day. And they just tend to crawl, play in areas that are dirty. They use their hands and their mouth to explore their world. And even as they get older, their play, their behavior, and their lack of awareness of hygiene, these things can just make them more vulnerable, and that's what they found. So we don't really want to add harmful toxins to their environment for them to breathe or put on their skin and on their hair and things like that, which we're going to get into another thing about the hair. This is household products, but I will get into hygiene products at a different time. Household products, so we're thinking bleach, ammonia, window stuff, wood stuff, oven, bath stuff, toilet cleaners, dish laundry detergent, air fresheners. Oh my gosh, they're one of the big no-nos. I get into my kids' cars and they have air fresheners in there. And I think, oh my gosh, have they not been listening to me? What are they? It blows my mind. I'm like, I have been raising you guys to understand this. So that's a little battle that I'm having as they get into the age where they're driving their cars. Because mom doesn't know much, right? If you guys are listening, stop doing this. Okay, Children's Environmental Health Center, it's the CEHC. They developed a list of 10 chemicals found in consumer products that are suspected to be linked to autism and learning disabilities. Their top 10 chemicals are lead, methyl mercury, PCBs, organophosphates, pesticides, organochlorides, pesticides, endocrine disruptors, automotive exhausts, polycyclic or aromatic hydrocarbons, brominated flame retardants, and perfluorinated compounds. Lots of big, big words. You're like, what is any of this stuff? Don't worry, I'm going to go over this. I'm going to actually hit the top chemicals to avoid and then give you ways you can just start swapping this out so it's really easy for you. I just want to give you some of the science behind my research and share with what I found. The last one I'm going to tell you about is two papers that were published by the researchers of the University of California at Davis, and they did suggest that there is a strong need for more studies. They were correlating PCBs, which is the plastics that disrupt early brain development, and other advise the exploration of the link between the pesticides and autism. So clearly a clean house is not necessarily a safe house, right? And that just is like, ugh, from all the energy and magic that has to go into this. And we don't want to forget ourselves either, right? This is harmful also to the adult bodies. Women, there's so much breast cancer and different types of cancers that go around and thyroid issues. And so household cleaners are a secret hidden source of estrogen disruptors. So please know this. If you have cancer or any type of breast cancer or anything going on, read my breast cancer blog, read my water dilemma blog, go in deep in those things because I talk about the plastics and the estrogen disruptors. And we'll do more and more about this because it's such a huge, huge topic. But right here, please know that this is super important to clean up in your home. All right, so what do we do? The first thing we're going to do here is we're going to look at some of these top chemicals that we need to avoid. So the first one is alkylphenol. Sorry if I pronounce it wrong. These are used in detergents and other cleaning products. And again, you can go to my blog here. I have this all here too. So you can click on these and link on these and research this more. They're also found in personal care products, especially hair products. Alkali phenols. These chemicals interact with estrogen receptors in the body, capable of creating estrogen displacement and havoc. And people might say, what is that? Well, when you get breast cancer, for example, and they say it's estrogen based, it's this. It's when estrogen has been displaced and it's getting to the cells in the breast. We all have receptors on our cells, and this is for some reason maybe where your estrogen's going. Thyroid can get affected by estrogen displacement too. Many things. I'm just talking about two of the most common ones that women struggle with. Triclosan is an antibacterial and antifungal chemical used in cleaning products such as soaps and detergents, toothpaste, mouthwash, cleaning supplies. This is a pesticide chemical and again can affect the body's hormone system. So we're definitely talking thyroid and normal breast development. So right away I hit two common chemicals that disrupt hormones. Aldehyde. So glutaraldehyde is one, but you'll see if they use the word aldehyde at the end of the word, they're chemicals that can cause, when they're breathed in or they come in contact with your skin, some health issues such as permanent damage to the eyes, ears, nose, throat, lungs. Formaldehyde is one because it has the end with the aldehyde. Is a lung and respiratory irritant and also classified as a category 3 carcinogenic. And formaldehyde is commonly used as a preservative in cleaning products. That one makes me scared because I spent a year dissecting a cadaver and it was loaded with formaldehyde. And I can't tell you just headaches and the things that we would get from that. Benzalkonium chloride. It's a sanitizer, especially dangerous for people with asthma or skin conditions. So like chronic dermatitis, psoriasis, eczema. There is also a stated correlation between an increase in child asthma and exposure to this specific chemical in household disinfecting sanitizers and personal care products. So that one's crazy too. They're all crazy. Sodium hypochlorite is a strong oxidizer that burns skin, can burn skin and cause eye damage. If you mix this with bleach and other household products, it's extremely dangerous. So the American Association of Poison Control Centers, their annual report is that sodium hypochlorite has been implicated in many accidental deaths in households, which is really scary. Phthalates are endocrine disrupting chemicals commonly used to render plastic soft and flexible. They are found in plastics, cosmetics, and fragrances, especially in cosmetics and household cleaners, baby care products, building materials, modeling clay, cars, and insecticides. They enter the body by the skin, ingestion or inhalation, and also medical injection, and they're found in the air and the dust in homes, and they're super not friendly. Ammonia hydroxide is a common sanitizer in the home. And the World Health Organization in the United States and the United States, our Environmental Protection Agency, they actually consider it carcinogenic. Been linked with health problems that are related to skin, liver, kidneys, lungs, eyes. I love the Environmental Working Group. If you haven't found that one yet or know about that, Google it. It's EWG is their short, Environmental Working Group. They you can put in chemicals in there. They actually have an amazing app that you can put on your phone. And I don't 100% agree with all of it, but it does give you a good starting direction where you put in the chemical and they'll tell you they'll rate it safe or not safe. And the reason why I don't totally agree with it is these things should just be gone. Sometimes they'll say that it's kind of safe. You know, they'll say it's okay. But to me, if it's disrupting estrogen and stuff like that, it should be gone. But it's a good place to know what definitely is red flag. If they red flag something, get it out. And so the Environmental Working Group has stated a correlation between ammonia hydroxide with asthma, respiratory, and skin issues as well. So the dyes in cleaning products. And you know, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, read any of my blogs, that I go over dyes. Because I'm a food guy, girl, right? I'm a food expert. And we talk about dyes. So if you go to my, whether it's the podcast or the blog, we have both of them talking about sports drinks. We talk about dyes in candies. So we have the Easter blog. We have the Halloween blog. dyes in drinks and things in food, right? So citrus red 2, red 3, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, blue 2, green 3. I've talked about these over and over again, and I'm going to talk about them again in case this is the first time you're hearing them. They're derived from coal tar and petroleum, and according to the Center of Science of Public Interest, it's called the CSPI, they've been contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals. And the British Food Standards Agency has concluded after one of their studies that these six dyes and also sodium benzoate were linked to increased hyperactivity and ADHD and ADHD in children, and they're just not healthy things to have. They're in cleaning products, often unlabeled on the product's ingredients list, but are often compromised of several different chemicals. And we know that these are linked as carcinogenic. So dyes in food and cleaning products, they've been linked to neurological problems, cancer, ADD, ADHD, learning problems. So they're not good in anything, really, that touch our skin or we breathe in or we eat. All right, so that's all the bad news, right? And there's more, unfortunately, more chemicals that I'm not reviewing, but those are the main ones to help you start. Again, what I want to focus on is I know that when you are starting to clean up your lifestyle and detox your lifestyle, it's overwhelming, like I said in the beginning. And so my goal is always to start with food, and we start slow. A great test with food is food sensitivity testing. We find out which foods your body's attacking. It's specific to your immune system. It's specific to your body. And what we do is we start off really small and we remove those foods. We do have a food additive test, which is all the additives that are in food. And I talk about those in the candy blogs and the candy podcasts. And we work on that. And then we're going to have to look at different things when we get into your home, right? So we're going to have to look at your hygiene and the skincare products you use, which is another blog and podcast. But here we are at the home, and so it's overwhelming. You might not be able to do this all at once, but it's okay. When you get to this phase, or if you're at this phase, this is what I've got you covered. So let's talk about how to swap some of the bad stuff for the good stuff to make this simple and easy, and you can still be a super mom. So vinegar, which my kids hate the smell. So it's one of those ones that is, you know, amazing for removing grease, dirt, grime. It's acidic in nature just naturally, but it has a super antibacterial effect. You can use it on the floors, the countertops, bathrooms, kitchens, toilets, mirrors, windows. 1 cup of vinegar with 1 cup of water in a bucket or spray. So 1-to-1 ratio. Safe, fun. Kids can use it too. I know it's got a bit of smell. You can also add some lemon there if you have to for the smell. Baking soda, another great, simple, clean thing. Abrasive, and it replaces products such as that. I hate to use brands and put brands down, but I know a lot of people like the Comet or the Soft Scrub or any of those abrasive things to try to really get the grime out. Baking powder works great. Works great on toilets, tubs, showers, just really places that need for tougher scrubbing, even the stove. And they say it's more powerful if you add a little salt to it. Very safe for kids too. So lemon juice has the power to kill mold and bee grease. It also leaves a great lemon fresh. So you can simply mix lemon juice with the vinegar. And like I said before, it really kills that vinegar smell. Hydrogen peroxide. So before we were talking about the ammonia hydroxide. So don't get those confused. This one is hydrogen peroxide, which you kind of know that's the thing we use for cuts and, you know, debrising. But you can use it with cleaning. It has the ability to remove stains and cut through the tougher grease and dirt. So when you're really getting like, I can't get this out. And mix it in a spray bottle with water. It's a great cleaner, so you can spray it. Really use good too for spot cleaning to remove dirt when you're doing laundry. So the stains or like a spot on your couch and things like that. Okay, so essential oils. I love essential oils for several reasons. And they are low cost, right? So when you first start buying essential oils, you might be like, oh, it's a little pricey because you're going to buy a few different ones. You don't have to buy every single one that's there. You don't have to buy the kit with, you know, 15 of them in there. You can start off small and get the basic ones and then add to them. So I find it's a simple, low cost, and healthy house cleaner thing. It only takes a minute or two to fill a spray bottle with vinegar and water, and then you can add a few drops of essential oil to make an instant glass cleaner and appliance cleaner. It's also super easy to fill a bucket with water and add a few drops of lemon or the orange essential oils for a floor cleaner. You can try using lime, sweet orange, rosemary, eucalyptus, tea tree, thyme, lemon, lemongrass, peppermint. Again, you don't have to buy all those at one time. Just buy one that you like. Lemon is usually one of the best ones that you can do because it just works really good with the smell and all that. They're also just amazing to fragrance your home and your car. You know, that's what I'm trying to tell my kids. So I find essential oils the healthier way to fragrance your home instead of the toxic air fresheners, the candles, and the perfumes. If you don't believe me, all you have to really do is Google some of the ingredients that are in air fresheners, in the plugins you're using, in the candles, or the sprays, or the melted wax, or whatever you're choosing to, you know, make your house smell pretty. And you will see that most of them are packed with chemicals that harm the body systems. There's also a movie called Stink, done by a very dear friend of mine. It's excellent, and they talk about fragrances. Fragrances are majorly linked to cancers. So that's a really good documentary to watch. I'm pretty picky about my essential oils, as I am food. And here's the thing, I really want a high-grade therapeutic oil, and I do prefer certified organic one here because you really are breathing them in. And this means that I choose to do the USDA certified organic. One, so I know there's no pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and I want it really clean as possible. My favorite company personally is Plant Therapy, and they have starter kits, kids kits, roll-ons. You can check them out. And again, you don't need to break the bank here. Check out Plant Therapy. You can just, and if you go to my blog here, you can just link on the links here, and I send you right to everything. But check out the basic ones for cleaning lemon and orange. Things like that with clove. If you mix clove, tea tree, and eucalyptus too, they do that. But there's essential oils for your house, which I was talking about for, let me get back to fragrances real quick. You can get a diffuser and you fill the diffuser up with water. You put a couple drops of your essential oil in that you like the smell of. And Plant Therapy even has ones that they mix different oils in so they get a nice smell and make the house smell nice. So that's what we do. We have a really nice diffuser in our main room, and we would turn that on if we want the house to smell nice. So, and you can also clean the air if your child's sick or the house is sick, or you feel like there's a cold going around, or you want to help with the lungs and clear the lungs out. You can diffuse something like eucalyptus or tea tree. So there's lots of things you can do with essential oils and diffusing and fragrant, get rid of the bad fragrances. If you go to my skincare company, we use essential oils as the fragrance. So there are benefits to lemon and plants and orange and things like that. So there are benefits to using the plant oils, but we also use those as the natural fragrance. We absolutely refuse to use the chemical fragrance because they are majorly linked to estrogen displacement. So again, you can go to the movie Stink. He covers all of that. So getting fragrances out of everything in your home is one of the best things you can do. Okay, homemade laundry and dish detergents. So there are so many recipes today on Interest and Pinterest on how to make your own laundry and dish detergents, like the do-it-yourself DIY. And there's so many great websites that I can't even cover right here. But if you do a little research on your own, some of these even have the DIY do-it-yourself dryer sheets. So you really can keep your house clean from all these harmful ingredients. But start off small. Pick one thing to do. If you want to learn more about the harmful ingredients, again, you can go to the breast cancer one because it's there. And it kind of goes over that. But I do have a recipe to make this as simple as possible on my blog. If you go to what we're talking about, the title is exactly what we're talking about, how to safely clean your home. You go to the bottom of that. And I have recipes for basic non-toxic cleaners, I guess you can put. So what I have here is the non-toxic all-purpose cleaner. So it's 3 teaspoons of white vinegar, a bucket of warm water, 1 to 2 drops of your essential oil. And I personally tell you I love lemon or lemon and clove mixed together for hardwood floors. And then we have a non-toxic tub and bathroom cleaner, which is 3/4 cup of baking soda, 2 to 3 tablespoons of hydrogen peroxide. And then you use 2 to 3 tablespoons of a liquid soap. I personally love Castile soap. We use that in my skincare company products. And then there's a non-toxic laundry detergent, which is 2 cups of washing soda, 2 cups of baking soda, 2 cups of borax, and then 1 fully grated 5 bar of the Fels Naphtha, or a Castile, or any kind of natural soap that you choose. And you can option here to use fragrance oils to freshen it up and give it a good smell. And I give you the instructions on how to do all that. So there are 3 basic things to start. So if you were like, oh my gosh, Dr. Lisa, that was a great podcast, but it's way too much information, I don't know where to start, pick one of these cleaners. So if you just want the purpose, all-purpose cleaner that will clean everything, which is just some vinegar and warm water, essential oils, boom. You can start right there throughout the other stuff. If you want the bathroom cleaner and you want to start cleaning up the bathroom, you got that. And the laundry detergent, you can just start there. So pick one. Just pick one and swap your junk for something healthy. So the last thing I'm going to leave you with is that in my office, we try to focus on getting someone healthy, right? So boosting your family's health. If you come to me with a severe health issue, my goal is always to find out what is the root of the problem. So as I mentioned before, the first thing we usually look at is at food sensitivities, which foods is your immune system attacking at a very high level, and we remove those, kind of our first step. We also want to look at your microbiome, which is, you know, your gut bacteria, and if it's compromised, we want to restore that and fix that. So there's many things here, right? The one other aspect of this is looking at the environmental toxic load that you're going through. So this is what this blog and this podcast is about, is we're looking at environmental toxic loads. So it's a great question that she asked us, is that what in my environment, what in my house is creating a toxic load for my family? So one of them is exactly what we're doing here, is cleaning up the chemicals in the house. Another one is going to be cleaning up the toxic load of skincare, which we'll talk about another time. Another one could be we look at in the urine heavy metal accumulation. So we take metals in by our water, our food, our soil, our products, our medicines, things like that, things we put on our skin, things we inject in our body, things we eat. And so if your body's not clearing metals, this is another what we call environmental thing. So we look at that, we look to see if you're not clearing it, and we help get the body to clear out the heavy metals. There's also mold, right? Mycotoxins. So you might have mold exposure, and you can also get that from your environment, from your foods, from different things. If you're not working well and clearing those out, we can find that. The other thing is food additives, which we've talked about. I've talked about this in many podcasts. And definitely the candy ones, because those are additives that are in candies. But the box foods, the packaged foods, they add man-made things to the foods. And in here, really, when we're talking about cleaning products, it's all additives. It's just not food additives. It's, well, I guess it's product additives, right? It's cleaner additives, right? So, I mean, it's an additive. It's all these chemicals that are put in together to make this product that you're buying, to clean your windows or your floors or stuff like that. So we do have a food additive test that would let us know if that's accumulating, if your body's really struggling with an additive. So we have what's called an environmental toxin bundle that if you wanted to go further, you can book a consultation with me. It's actually sold on my website too. It's called the toxin burden test. So you can actually go to my website and purchase that too if you wanted to find that out. But so there's a lot of things to do, and I don't want to overwhelm you. And all I want you to do is listen to the podcast, or, you know, definitely go over to the blog so you don't have to take notes and write everything down. And pick one thing to replace. So if it wants to be your household cleaner, that's going to help you get rid of the Windex and maybe get rid of the what you clean your kitchen counters with, your kitchen sink with, you know, your tabletops. Maybe just start there. And then once you've done that, maybe hit the bathroom. So don't let a clean living lifestyle overwhelm you. And whatever you do, don't aim for perfect, because there is no perfect. Just one step at a time, make these changes, and they make humongous impact on your health and the health of your children. And as I always say, this is educational. This never replaces your medical care or care with a practitioner, of course, but you can do it. You can do this. Okay, take care. Thank you.